We're now in the days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's a zman miyuchid for tefillah and for tshuva, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Beis. Af al pi sha'tshuva v'atzaoka yofa l'olam v'aseres hayomim shebein Roshanah v'Yom Kippur yofa b'yoser u'miskabeles hi miyad. She'ne'emar, like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, dirshu Hashem b'imotzei karu b'yoser karev. The Rambam says that there's two milus about the days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. More than the whole year, special closeness. In two different inyanim, we have this closeness. Our first, Abashkofer Rishayna, when we think about it, sounds like just an Eitzah Toiva, an opportunity for Kirva Selakim. Hashem just wants to give us the opportunity. Whoever doesn't do it is just losing out. But it's not really true. It's not only an opportunity, it's also an obligation. It's a Chiyuv. Himotzoi Karoiv. It says that the days between Aseres, between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, the Lashon is Tshuva and Sa'aka. It doesn't say Stam Tefillah. Chazal tell us that there are 10 Lashonos of Tefillah. And in Zohar it says, G'doy L'Tza'aka Mikulon. Tza'aka means that a person's Mischanen and Mevakesh Al Nafshoi. There's a certain type of inner screaming. And Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Kol Yochid V'Yochid is answered Miyad. In our situation today, it's easier for us to understand this inyan of Tza'aka, this inyan of L'schana Nafshenu. We're not in a regular times. The second Maile, the Rambam says, is the inyan of Tshuva, that even though a whole year there's a mitzvah of Tshuva, between Yom Kippur, or Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur, is a special Chiyuv. Not only a person didn't use that opportunity, but he's always a mevatel mitzvah. It's a special mitzvah say of doing tshuva on Yom Kippur, which is a special mitzvah say for Yom Kippur. The reason why that these days are miyuchid for tshuva, so Rabbit explains, since when Rabban Shalom created the Bria, the world, in Sheishis and Bereishis, he saw that it's not shaykh for us to be meskayim without doing averis. A person naturally does averis as a yetzahara. So when there's going to be Ra in the world, the oilam won't be able to be Meskayim. So in order for the world to continue to be Meskayim, the Rabban Shalom made, created together with Sheishis Mei Bereishis, he also brought Tshuva into the world. So now in this Tkufa of the year, the beginning of the new year, with Rabban Shalom reassesses and looks back about Briyas Oilam and how to give the new year, so we're going to understand what the new year is going to bring to us. What type of Bria? So the opportunity of Tshuva that Rabban Shem gave to us in order to Mechadish the Bria is at a strongest point at the beginning of the year. So Rabban Shem gave us this special opportunity during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva up until the peak, which is Yom Kippur. Now we know this tremendous Rachamim in the Tkufa of Elul and Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur, like the Torah brings down in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that we, before going to Rosh Hashanah, we are roichet, so mistaprin, and we get ready for yontiv, as if it's a yontiv, not like the Umas Oilam when they're going for a mishpat, loy v'shchayrim, they don't take a haircut. They don't take a haircut, and they don't wash themselves, and they dress in black. But Klal Yisrael is betuchim b'Hashem sheyaslam neis. So there's a certain anhug over here that we find that's different by Klal Yisrael than Umas Oilam. We also find in the Mizmer that we say, L'davar Hashem Oirev Yishi, Chazal tell us is going on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that the Umas Oilam Atainik, the Kitter Keneged Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael says, L'yira Libi, why L'yira Libi is going on Yom Kippur, the Satan is not Mekatrig. It's Mashmen Chazal, there's not the reason for concern. Rabban Hashem will help us out. We know in the Parashah of Tshuva, it says, Karav Alecha Adav Ramoid, Beficha Bevavcha La'soysoy. So it's mashma that Tshuva is something easier than we understand. So the mashmais of Tshuva has a certain sense, Chazal tell us, that it has a tzad kal, that's something for us to reach an easier way. The Gemara in Kedushin tells us, Areyat M'gedeshes Amanasha Nitzad the Gomer, someone who was Mekadesh Isha, Amanas, that he's a tzad the Gomer, and he was a Rosh Gomer. The Gemara says he's M'kodeshes. Why M'kodeshes? This achlota, to do tshuva, right then and there, The fact he decided to do tshuva is poil in tshuva up to the point we has a din of a tzadik gomer. Even more so, we find the Medrash in Pirkei Der Blaza tells us in Perek Mem Gimel that Paroi, who made such terrible tzaras for Klal Yisrael, killed thousands and thousands of people in Klal Yisrael, besides the kfira and the kishuf that he was in Mitzrayim. Afa Piken, the Medrash tells us, he was nitzol memida, he was nitzol from Misa Meshuna. He was nitzol Misa Idei Yitshuva. The Menechuni Ben Akana Oimer, Teidel Cho Koyech HaTshuva, Boye Re'ei Mi Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, Shemorad, Bitzur Elyoin, Harbe Ma'oid, like it says, Mi Hashem HaShe'eshma B'Koyloi. Uba Oysa Loshen says the Medrash, Osa Tshuva, Shonemer Michamoicha Be'elam Hashem. I did the fact that he said, Michamoicha Be'elam Hashem, which he repeated after Klal Yisrael said the Shir Bariyam, that he said, Michamoicha Be'elam Hashem, Hashem was Matzlo Isa Mibena Mason. So the Medrash tells us that I day this Tshuva that he did, he was Zeicha to from Misa, Paroi, Rosh HaGomer. We say, Hashaveinu Avinu L'Sayre Secho. V'achzireinu B'Tshuva Shleima. There's a Musig of Tshuva and there's a Musig of Tshuva Shleima. We understand this Dargis, but Avada, every Tshuva is something that Rabbi Hashem accepts from us. The Bikush that a person has in order to do Tshuva is already Nechshav a Tshuva. Klal Yisrael says, "Berekarm Pesul v'elchu v'yasu bnei Yisrael kashu tziva Hashem." Rashi says, "V'chikvar asu." V'alu imerish chodesh nemer lehem. V'alu mekivan shekiblo alei amala alei amkosev kilo asu. And Rabbeinu Yonataka brings it down like a tshuva, that a person who's makabal himself to do tshuva is already considered in a certain sense about tshuva. So we, in these days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, to use that opportunity to increase upon ourselves, to bring upon ourselves the ratzon, the she'ifa, the tshuka, to change, that itself has tremendous effect and is already called tshuva. The beautiful derher I heard from my shver, Zayin Gezunt, about the big simcha that we have when it comes to sukkah, simchas beis sheva. What's the big simcha? Simchas beis sheva. Misha loira simcha. Simchas beis sheva loira simcha miyamav. What is the underlying simcha that there is in Simchas Beis HaShoeva? So he says that the mitzvah Nisach HaMayim has in it a tremendous reason for to be goyrim simcha. The Medrash tells us, Rabbeinu B'chai brings it down, on the pasuk v'chol korban minchascha b'melach timlach, that there's a bris krusa l'melach from Sheishis and Mebereishis, that Rabbeinu Shem was maftiach t'ramayim atachtoinim, that they'll be brought in all the korbanos in the melach that's within the water, and also the nisach hamayim on Yom Tov of Sukkos. Mayim atachdayim is called mayim boichim. Why they call boichim? B'shas when Hashem created the world, all the water was connected. Then He divided the top water and the bottom water. The elyonim stay close to Hashem. The bottom water was far away from Hashem. They complained and they said, "Why should we be so far away from Rabbeinu Shalom? We want to be close." So Rabbeinu Shalom gave them in return, that don't worry, you'll be brought on the Mizbeach, on all the Kabbanas, Ayidei the Melach, and you brought the Nisach HaMayim on Yom Tov. The Yisoid of Nisach HaMayim is the Bikush, the tremendous Bikush that the Mayim wanted. The tremendous Bikush that they wanted, that caused and brought upon the Mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. After the Yom HaNaroyim, during the Yom HaNaroyim, Klal Yisrael is a tremendous feeling of how far are we from Shleimus and Avodas Hashem. We want to do our Tafkid. We want to do it B'Shleimus. We want to do B'Lev Tor. But we can't. We don't have the ability so much. We're trying. Simchas Beis HaShoeva comes to point out that someone who has Bikush, Be'emes, or B'Lev Tor, Hashem is Mekabalik about Tshuva Gomer. Like it says in the Pasuk, L'Shichnoi Tidushoi Avas HaShama. We're talking about coming to the Beis HaMikdash, but the Lashon is L'Shichnoi to the Beis HaMikdash Tidreshu. You'll have a she'ifa, you'll have a wanting, a yearning. That's how you get there. The Ma'abit tells us, the Chiddush, that not like all other mitzvahs, if you took only part of a mitzvah, you are mekayim any part of the mitzvah. If you took lulav and you only took one min, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Masha'enke, by the Indian of tshuva, every single drop that a person does, every drop is chashev by the Rabbanu Shalom. It says even more than that, and Medrash has brought down that even the ratzon that a person has to do tshuva, the wanting to want to do tshuva, has ashpa, and never gets lost, that ratzon, and the Rebbeinu Shem will help him along the way to get there. Even if he didn't actually do it. There's no erech, we can't imagine every drop and every ma'isa katan, how much is chashev b'ein Rebbeinu Shel Olam, especially when it comes to the inyan of tshuva, especially when it comes to the ratzon of doing tshuva, the she'ifa doing tshuva, the little drop we want to get closer and act better. Yihi ratzon that we should all be gebenched, us and our families and all the ones we have shaychus to. All our tefillahs in this special tkufa that Hashem listens to our tefillahs. All our tzaaka. Hashem listens to every tefillah and his nana miyad. They should be chashev for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam b'niskalba b'ratzon. Our tshuva. All our tzaynos. Our wishes, our she'ifas, our tshuka, it should all be miskabel b'rotzen by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and we should be zeicha to a gemar chasima toiva, a good gebenched yara.